香港遇到一个有一个年轻的弟兄。
I met a young brother while in Hong Kong.
这个弟兄蛮多的服侍的。
This brother has a lot of, he served a lot.
特别在青年人的当中。
Especially among the youth.
有一次我主日我在在台上交通。
I was sharing, on Sunday.
五分钟。
Five minutes.
我发现他睡着了。
I saw that our brother had fallen.
最少在钓鱼。
At least he was almost asleep.
五分钟。
I was only 5 minutes into the message.
我说我真的这个这么没兴趣啊。
I was wondering really that not interesting at all.
因为这位弟兄坐得很前面。
You're sitting very up front here.
因为你要知道人多后面什么都看不见。
Because when there are many people, you can't see from far.
他五分钟就睡着了。
So 5 minutes he was already sleeping.
我这次特别留意他。
Especially took notice of him.
这是好很多。
This time was much better.
半小时后开始钓鱼了。
He started nodding off after 30 minutes.
我在思想这个，我们参加聚会哈，这个钓鱼、打瞌睡、睡觉。
I was thinking about us going to meetings and we're nodding our heads up and falling asleep.
有一个原因啊，可能身体真的太疲倦了。
There's one reason, maybe indeed physically you're tired.
这个你知道我试过这种时差到国内去哈。
I've experienced having jet lag and you're overseas.
晚上参加聚会真的要命。
It's really tough to attend meetings in the evening.
我是多想听我们弟兄的交通。
How I want to sit and listen to my brother.
我他都没用笔在弄我自己，怎么就是让我醒一醒
？I was just using my pen to wake myself up.
没办法，就是要睡。
I just can't help it. I really want to fall asleep.
所以有一个就是说，你身体真的累的话，那的确没办法，你就会睡觉了。
Indeed, if you're physically tired and you want to sleep,
不管讲什么，你都撑不住了。
Whatever they are talking about, you can't take it.
这个我过去听过一个牧师说。
I heard a pastor said.
他说我在上课的时候啊，这个他们怎么讲到
？Well, in class.How they speak.
一开始要先讲个故事。
Oh, how you preach first, you need to tell a story.
再不是讲个笑话。
Or you tell a joke.
让上面的人都醒过来了。
So everyone below will.
那你才可以继续讲。
Then you can continue to share.
不然呢，人真的都睡了。
If not, they'll all fall asleep.
不，我在想哈，这个是人教的方法。
I think this is what man a method that man teaches.
我们不用人教的方法来做这个事情。
We do not use man's way to do these things.
所以我在思想这个，一个身体真的疲倦了。
So thinking this matter really.
如果是这个的话，弟兄姊妹，礼拜六晚上吵，你 somehow 要知道我可以熬得多晚，我要睡多久。
Saturday evening, you have to know how late you can go, and you know you have how much sleep you need.
但是我在思想啊，可能还有其他的原因，就是说我真的没兴趣。
But there are other reasons. Maybe I truly have no.
我虽然坐在这里，我没兴趣听你讲。
Even though I'm sitting here, I have no interest to hear you.
你这个题目我没兴趣。
I have no interest in your topic.
难怪很多传道人。
No wonder a lot of preachers.
他们要加一点心理学的东西。
They have to add some psychology.
加点哲学的东西。
Some philosophy.
这个东西啊，使人哎呦开始醒过来，爱听这种东西。
That people will wake up and they love to listen to these things.
但是我们今天哈，我们要问自己哈，我们是不是对主一些话我没兴趣了
？We have to ask ourselves, is it indeed that we have no interest in God's word?
还有另外一个哈，这个可能这些道我听过了。
Or another thing, maybe I've heard these messages.
一讲你就知道后面讲什么。
Once you speak, I know what you're going to talk
about. 我告诉弟兄姊妹啊，如果你参加聚会多。
I tell brothers and sisters, if you are
to meetings, 特别什么特会都去了。
Especially when you've been to conferences,
你发现讲原文讲的差不多。
You see the other speakers, they speak about the same thing.
如果在那个情况里面，
under such circumstances,
你基本上你觉得我也没什么要听了。
Then you feel you have nothing to listen to.
你很快就打瞌睡。
Then you fall asleep very fast.
但是我发现哈，这个我们有时候我们关了我们的心来听的时候，
sometimes we close shut our hearts.
你也不一定打瞌睡。
You not necessarily fall
asleep. 我们的心关了。
But our hearts have been shut.
因为我在思想这个事情的时候。
Because when I'm thinking about this matter.
我就想到我们常见弟兄在夏令会一开始跟我们讲。
I thought about our brother Chang who spoke at a retreat.
他说不要做一个路旁土的人。
In the beginning, he said not to be one that is on the roadside dirt.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候
I've shared brothers and sisters.
大家都有我感觉说常见弟兄这次讲的话非常的重
The brother Chang has speak very heavy. The message is heavy.
很多东西他都斩钉截铁的就告诉你
He speaks directly to us.
所以他提到就是说今天教会里面很多路旁土的人
He said that many are just like the roadside dirt.
这个路旁土就听听不见
Now when you're listening, you can't listen.
他在这里是还在是在听的。
He's still listening here.
但是没有听进去。
But did not listen into the heart.
虽然他说教会里面大部分都是这种人。
Even though in the church many majority are like that.
但愿你我不是这种人。
That we hope that we are not like those.
主有话要说，我能够听得见的。
That if the Lord speaks, I can have some words that I can listen to.
如果一些信息我听过了。
If some messages I've listened to.
并且对我也有帮助的话。
And has helped me.
我们真的求主，我们有一个祷告，在聚会中有个祷告。
That we have a prayer in the meeting.
主啊，这个信息出来了，求主用这个信息。
That this message is here, Lord, use it.
使在座的其他人都能够听得见。
That the others will all be listening.
我们也为着讲的人祷告。
Pray for the one who speaks.
但愿他讲的能够带着能力
That he speaks with power.
能够把主的话传递到人的心中去
I can pass on God's messages into the hearts of men.
我们读几段的圣经
We'll read some Bible passages.
翻到使徒行传第一章
Acts chapter 1.
第八节
Verse 8.
都是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的圣经了
You're very familiar with these.
使徒行传第一章第八节
Acts 1:8
在圣灵降临在你降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth
英文非常的清楚啊，中文是做我的见证其实英文已经给我们知道是做我的见证人
In English it says to be witnesses
不只是讲个见证乃是真的成为见证人
It's not just to speak a testimony it's you are witnessing you are a witness
更多前书第四章
First Corinthians chapter 4
第九节的下半段
Verse 9 second half
因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
我们这个第那希伯来书也有讲同样的话，我们看第十章第三十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 33.
上半段哈。
The first half.
他说：“一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看。”
Partly, while you are made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you become companions of them that were so used.
我们只读上半段哈，这个就是成为戏景，叫人观看，众人观看。
You're a gazing stock.
第十二章。希伯来书第十二章
Hebrews chapter 12,
第一节
Verse 1
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去缠累容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程
Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
我们圣经就读这么多。
We read so far.
我上个礼拜跟大家姊妹讲到是做见证。
Last week I speak about to witness.
你知道我们在地上，神要我们每一个人都做见证。
Well, on this earth, God wants every one of us to be witnesses.
我们一个行动，一个选择，就在做见证。
Our action, what we decide, it's being a witness.
你知道我不上香。
I don't offer incense.
如果我不上香，就是告诉人说，我只敬拜一个神。
I don't offer incense that to tell others that I only worship one God.
我嘴巴不用讲话的。
I do not have to say anything.
我的行动就是一个见证。
My action is a testimony.
你说我不赌博。
You say I don't gamble.
那我们同事里面很多人买六合彩 lottery.
My colleagues buy lottery.
一批人买的。
a whole group of people.
他说我们一起合钱嘛。
He said we'll combine our money and buy it.
十几二十个人就可以一起买。
10, 20 people.
我说如果他们中了，公司要关门了。
And well, if they win, then the company has to shut
down. 全部离开 ，quit.
They all quit and leave.
这个就给少钱，他说每次都以前啊，现在没有了、啊，以前都会哎呀两块钱嘛，你要不肯给。
In the past, they would come to me and say, "Just $2, come on."
但是，你知道我们记得我说我不参与。
那 today we say we don't participate in it.
因为对我来讲，这种就是一种贪。
This is a part. It's like greed.
其实你想赌博，不是真的要去赌场去赌才叫赌博。
It's not when you gamble. You say you have to go to a casino.
你买股票就可以赌博。
When you buy stocks, then you're gambling too.
我就看什么时候它降了。
You see how, when it goes down.
我就赌一赌，过几天涨。
Now take a gamble on it, and after a few days,
我今天就买。
You rise up again.
然后呢，整天在看报纸，涨了没
？Looking at the newspaper whether it has already.
一涨，赶快卖。
If once it rises up, I will sell it away.
我有这样的同事、啊。
I have coworkers like that.
所以你要发现，其实要赌博这个，其实不是真的到赌场去赌。
Gambling is not that you go to casino and gamble.
乃是说我们今天心态就是说，对钱我们怎么看
？It's our attitude. How do we look at money?
你知道我们不参与这些。
We do not participate in these.
我们乃是给神给人在人面前说，神。负责养我一生。
And we tell men that God is in charge of my entire life.
他是供养我的神。
He provides for me.
今天有些人因为公司不加薪就跳，一直跳，跳哪里可以加薪我就往哪里走。
Some people would go different companies because they don't get raises.
他说你真傻，留在一个公司里面又不加薪。
They will tell you how stupid you are that you're just staying in the same company.
但是我们要知道，养活我们的是神。
Well, we have to know who is the one.
他知道要给我们多少钱。
He knows how much to give.
他知道我们钱再多，我们就可能不要他。
He knows that if he gives us more, then we won't want him.
他只给我们这么多。
So he only gives us what.
绝对足够。
It's completely, it's enough.
说我们不参与这些，我们也就是活出一个见证。
When we don't participate in these,
我认定神是养活我的。
And we acknowledge that God provides for us.
你就说我们现在吃饭祷告。
We say that when we have having a meal, we pray.
有些人就把这个当做这个就是说一个什么礼仪啊，我吃饭一定要祷告。
And some people treat it as a kind of something that I have to do. I will pray before I eat.
所以有人问我，多少钱才要祷告？就是哪一顿要祷告的
？Some will ask me, so which meal do I pray for? How much?
吃个饼干，喝个牛奶，要不要祷告啊
？If I eat a cookie and some milk, do I need to pray?
哇，这个很难回答的问题。
And this is a tough question.
所以我们那时候说三块钱以下不祷告。
In the past, I said, well, anything below $3, you don't have to pray.
Okay, 三块钱以上你祷告。
If it's above three, then you pray.
那有人就问，那是美金还是人民币啊？就是。
They'll ask me, is it in US dollars or in?
所以你说这不是规条。
This is not a rule.
这个是我们心中我真的感谢主给的，我祷告，我吃。
This is in our heart that we really thank the Lord and we eat it.
我们存入一个感谢，认定是主给我能够吃，我领受的。
With thanksgiving, acknowledge that indeed it is God who gives to us, and I can eat it.
这个可以引申很多地方了。
It can enlarge to different areas.
比如说我主日要聚会。
Said Sunday meetings.
规条要聚会啊。
Or the rule that has.
我信主了，我要聚会。
I am believer. I have to come.
我想要聚会吗
？Do I really want to come? No, I not really.
但规条规定我要聚会。
This is the rule I have to come.
说我来了。
So I came.
你知道规条来的话
rules,
只有两种反应
two reactions.
一个就是我们是一个礼拜天的基督徒
a Sunday Christian?
英文应该叫做 church
goer、
就是说我只是去 church 但是我对主根本好像两码事
they were just church goers, and me and the Lord have no
另外一个呢我不常聚会的了
and so, the other thing
因为 规条守不住的
because I cannot keep all these rules.
我这个礼拜有空我来了
well, I'm free to
我这下个礼拜我生病了我头痛了我各种原因我不来了
next week I have a headache I'm sick at any other reasons I don't come
刚刚我们读了两段的圣经
we read the two passages
圣经说我们是一台戏
we are a spectacle to the world
或者说我们是一个戏景
we are like a show
哎呦，在看的。
People are watching.
他是谁在看呢
？Who's watching?
世人在看。
The people of this world watching.
天使在看。
The angels are watching.
他看这些人被基督耶稣宝血洗净的人。
These people who have been bought and washed.
他们在地上的作为。
What are their doings on this earth?
他们的行动
Their actions
在做什么
What are they doing?
有在看他
They are watching.
他说你要知道我们见证不是说什么什么做特别要做出来等人来称赞我们
Testimony is not to say that I'm doing something so people can praise me.
那是告诉我们不止世人在看灵界的也在看
It's telling us not only men is looking at us but the
神造人比天使小
God has created men to be lower than angels.
比天使能力低。
Power is lower, is less powerful.
天使要问一个事，为什么神爱这些人比天使还多
？But the angels will ask, why does God love the men, love men more than the angels?
人是神，他是我造的孩子，天使只是一个奴仆。
Man got created and we are children of God, but angels they are just servants.
所以你要知道，当我们的生命生活活出来不像样的时候
When our life, our living is not worthy
你就发现哈我们在做一个反见证
Then we are giving a negative testimony
我有时候在想天使一定问神你看嘛你对他这么好有啥用了吗你还是个样子
Oftentimes I think the angels will ask God Why do you do this? He's still like this
所以我们要求主怜悯我们
We have to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
给我们知道主今天是生命，我们知道主的生命是有能力的。
We know that the Lord's life is have
power. 主的生命是圣洁的。
His life is holy.
但是主的生命进到我们身上好像没什么功用。
But his life in us as if there's not no fruit.
No, 不 effective.
Not effective.
在我们身上不成果效。
It doesn't have a result in us.
我们要求主给我们在这里帮助我们。
We have to ask the Lord to help us.
怜悯我们。
To have mercy on us.
能够让主在我们身上这个能够成为有功用的
that
生命有功用。
That we allow the Lord to do in us that is effective in our life.
我上次提过，这个生命在我们里面是要显出来的。
I have mentioned that this life has to be manifested.
这个生命不是做出来的。
It's not to act out.
主要我们在地上做光，不是我们去做的，是显的。
To be light is not to do it, but to manifest it.
So 我提了，也是常见弟兄在夏令会也跟我们提的。
I mentioned what Brother Chang has mentioned already at a retreat.
我们良心的功用要恢复的。
The function of the conscience have to be.
圣灵在我们里面的引导要真实的。
The leading of the Holy Spirit in us have to be true.
如果这个是真实的话。
If this is real.
我们才有机会说我能够体贴圣灵不体贴肉体
that we have the opportunity to say that indeed we are mindful of the spirit and not the flesh
你要知道我们被造的情况我们都是体贴自己的
we are created beings we are oftentimes
我们都体贴我们的肉体的
we are mindful of our own flesh
根本没办法去体贴圣灵的
we are unable to be mindful of the Holy Spirit
除非我们愿意在主面前说主啊你在我们身上做这件事
unless we're willing to say Lord do this in our lives
说亲近主这件事情啊不讲笑话
to draw nigh to the Lord
我已经讲过了你没有真的经历什么叫亲近主你根本不懂什么叫远离主
if you have not experienced what it is to be close to the Lord then you don't know
我们以为那个远以为那个远离主就是不信主的那个叫远离主
We think that to be far from the Lord, that means we don't believe in the Lord.
我们根本不知道什么叫信主之后，我基本上还是远离主。
We do not know that basically after we believe in the Lord, we're still far from Him.
说求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
第二个，我们提到是走十字架的路。
Secondly, to walk the way of the cross.
神这个环境要来对付我们这个己。
Through circumstances, God deals with ourselves.
你知道我们的己啊，是最麻烦的一个事。
Because the self is the very troublesome thing.
今天神很多工作不能通行。
Many work of God cannot go through.
因为我们的己在破坏神的工作。
Because ourselves is destroying God's work.
我们喜欢满足我们这个己。
We want to fulfill our own.
我们要让这个己能够享受。
We want this self to have pleasure.
我们要这个环境能够肯定我这个人。
We want the circumstances to acknowledge us this person.
当我们肯定我们这个人，基本上就是肯定我这个己。
When it acknowledges our person, then it acknowledges ourselves.
你知道这样下去，我们只有这个人越过越膨胀。
That if this goes on gradually, this person will expand.
所以我们弟兄讲了一句话，我想我真的一直都会记住。
Our brother shared this word.
你越爱主，你里面的以斯玛利越大。
The more you love the Lord, the greater your insight, your issue.
因为你那个己没有被对付。
Because yourself has not been dealt with.
那我们在跟从主前面的路就非常暗淡。
And in following the Lord, this path will be dark.
所以你知道主做的事情就是什么？先拆后建。
What the Lord do is to tear down first and then build up.
那我们其实这里很多都是这样的。
Many are like that.
我带我们弟兄去 Minneapolis campus 走过。
I went with our brothers to Minneapolis.
我以前住的房子都拆掉了。
The house that I lived in was being taken down.
建的就很漂亮，建了一个漂亮的。
It's very nice apartment.
赚大钱的。
They took in a lot of money.
我们现在走到这个 Mississippi 的桥的时候。
By the Mississippi Bridge.
没办法，不眼睛看看那个 Viking 的 football field。
You can see the Vikings football field.
对啊，人总有就把旧的拆了嘛，对不对
？They tore down the old one.
现在造一个，哇，它好大。
They built a really big one.
大家感觉很靠近 freeway 高速公路。
It feels very close to the freeway.
可能有点压迫感。所以我们要知道哈，这个你先拆再建。
So we know you have to tear down first, and then you can build up.
神今天在我们身上也做同样的事。
God is doing the same work in us.
先拆再建。
Tear down first, and then.
我们都想说，哎，我这么好的人，你就来建就好了。
We said, "Oh, we are such a nice, good person. You just build."
在神那里没这回事。
There's no such thing before the
Lord. 一定要先拆的。
He has to tear down first.
今天一个问题来了。
There's a problem here.
谁愿意被神拆啊
？Who is willing to let the Lord tear down?
一个人有病才会给医生去开刀的。
A sick person would have surgery.
我们今天谁愿意把自己摆在主手中给主开刀的？
Who is willing to lay themselves before the Lord to have surgery?
除非你看到出于我的都不行。
Unless you see that everything that's out of me.
不止出于我的坏的不行。
Not just the bad things.
就是出于我的人都看为好的也不行。
Even things that men feel is good.
你才会把自己摆在主手中，主，你开刀吧。
Then you will lay yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, operate on me.
只有这样把自己奉献在主手中的人。
It's only when you consecrate yourself to the Lord.
才有可能讲说不照我的意思，是照你的意思。
Then there's a possibility you say, Lord, not my will but thine.
你知道主在我们身上拆的越多。
The more the Lord tear down in us.
主能够在我们里面建造的也越多。
The more He can build up.
所以我上次提了，我们今天在做见证，我们有持守，要持守的见证。
So I share with you that today when we witness there.Things that the testimony that we have to hold fast.
我们是要走里面的道路。
We have to walk the inward way.
我们不走外面工作的道路。
Not the outward way of work.
我们要走十字架对付己的路。
To walk the way of the cross to do with self.
只有我们个人真的这样走了。
If truly we walk in this way.
才有可能教会的见证会出现。
Then there's a possibility that the testimony of the church can appear.
教会的见证就是基督能够做出，然后有基督身体合一的见证显出来。
The testimony of the church is that the Lord is the Jesus Christ is Lord, and then the unity of the body is being manifested.
这是我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲到做见证。
I speak with you about witnessing.
你要知道主在地上在找见证人。
The Lord is looking for witnesses on this earth.
他都在呼召有没有人能够愿意成为见证人来做这些见证。
He's calling if anyone is willing to be witnesses to witness.
神的呼召不是只对某几个人，那是普遍性，只让你信主的呼召都来了。
The Lord's calling is not just for a few, but for all who believe.
但是圣经有一句话。
But the Bible has some words.
他说，被召的人多，选上的少。
Those who have been called are many, but those who are chosen are few.
我们都信主，都被召了。
We believed and we have been called.
我们会被选吗
？Will we be chosen?
那不一定。
Not really.
所以我今天愿意再用一次的时间来交通关于见证的事。
I want to use another this time to share about testimony.
我基本上就是想想见证人的事。
To speak about witnesses.
看看见证人怎么构成的。
How witnesses are being made.
当然我们要做的见证也是在这个造成一个见证人上面都有关系。
The witnessing and the witnesses have relation.
我今天愿意从希伯来书我们来看。
I want to use Hebrews to look at.
因为希伯来书第十二章说，我们有这么多的见证人。
Because in Hebrews chapter 12 it says we have a cloud of witnesses.
基本上我们在地上，我们能够说有很多的见证人。
Basically, on this earth, we have many witnesses.
如同云彩围着我们的。
A cloud of witnesses.
就是要我们学学他们，我们也能够成为一个见证人。
That we can learn from them, that we become witnesses too.
我们就在希伯来书里面第十一章里面提了一些见证人。
In Hebrews chapter 11, they mentioned some of the witnesses.
我们就时间许可的，我们来看几个哈。
If that's enough time, we'll go through a few.
我们就翻到希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第四节。
Verse 4.
亚伯因着信献祭与神比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
By faith Abel offered us to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speak.
这里说啊，亚伯的见证，他的献祭比该隐的更美。
Abel's sacrifice, his testimony is great, is better, more excellent than
Cain. 换一句话就是说，他的献祭神悦纳了。
In other words, God accepted his sacrifice.
该隐的献祭没被悦纳。
Cain's sacrifice was not acceptable.
亚伯献祭什么？
What did Abel offer up?
他杀了这个羊， okay, 把脂油献上。
He killed a lamb and he offered up.
他知道我是一个罪人。
He knew that he was a sinner.
我来到神的面前，我需要有主的宝血的。
He knew that when I come before the Lord, it needs to have
the blood. 这个蒙神的悦纳。
This God was accepted it.
但是该隐呢？
What about Cain?
他把最好的给了神。
He gave the best to God.
他没有发现我还需要什么赦罪。
He did not realize that he needs forgiveness of sin.
神没有悦纳他。
So the Lord did not accept his gift.
说一个做主见证的人。
One who is witnessing for the Lord.
他一定是一个清楚蒙恩得救的人。
He has to know that he has to clearly know that he has been saved by grace.
我是一个罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
That I am a sinner saved by grace.
蒙了主的宝血洁净。
And I have received the Lord's precious blood has already.
说他这里说，他虽然死了，他这个见证还继续的。
It says here that even though he being dead and yet his.
他这个见证乃是告诉人说，没有基督的宝血，我没可能在主面前被悦纳。
He testified that without the blood of the Lamb, I cannot be acceptable before the Lord.
说我们的得救要清楚的。
And we have to be sure of our salvation.
那我在看这一段的时间。
When I look at this.
我也想到在夏令会里面，这个我们弟兄也跟我们交通。
During the retreat, our brother shared with us.
他说你要做，不要做一个悔改的义人，要做一个悔改的罪人。
Do not be a righteous man that repented, but one a sinner who repents.
很多人问我，我们就你现在的地位是义人还是罪人？
And he asked me, what our position is, it a righteous person or a sinner?
我们有了主的救恩，我们都是义人。
We have the Lord's salvation, we are righteous.
但是我们今天要认识我们的本质，我们是一个罪人。
We have to know our basic true self.
It's a sinner.
It's a sinner.
你要知道，我们已经讲过哈，我们到那天去见主的时候
，When we see, meet the Lord, that night,
我们基本上每一个基督徒穿两件衣服的。
We wear two robes.
第一件的白袍
，The first white robe
是主耶稣
，It's the Lord Jesus
摆上来的。这个因着他的宝血，我们都穿上这件义袍。
Because of his precious blood, we have worn this righteous robe.
但是我们还有另外一件。
But there's another one.
就是我们信了主之后，我们在地上所行的义。
After we believe in the Lord, the righteous.
我没有走这个义活出来的话，第二件义袍没有。
If we do not live out this righteousness.Then we do not have the second role.
说我们今天信了耶稣之后，
so after we have believed in Jesus,
很多人认为我现在就上天堂了。
A lot said that, many said that, oh, I'll just go into heaven.
我今天有犯罪，我祷告就可以赦罪了。
If I sin, I'll just ask for forgiveness.
这个就很像这里讲的悔改的义人。
It's like what is spoken here.
我外面也遵守了很多主的话。
On the outside, I have already obeyed the Lord's word.
我虽然是还是有罪，我不会说我没罪的。
I would still say I sin.
但是呢，我不错。
But I'm pretty good.
说这个就有点像该隐。
This is just like Cain.
我把最好的给神。
I give my best to the Lord.
却没有认识到我们的本质，什么好的都没用。
But did not see that.Our true self, there's nothing good.
所以求主帮助我们，是越过越看见，主我们什么都不好。
We ask the Lord to show us that we have nothing good.
在我这个本质里面，一点好的都没有。
There's nothing good in our true self.
出于我的一点帮助都帮助不了别人。
Out from me, I cannot help anybody.
想出于我来帮助弟兄姊妹，那是没门的。
If it's from me, then nothing.
只有主能够借助这个这么不堪的器皿。还但愿能够帮助得了神的儿女。
Only when the Lord uses us unworthy vessels that we can still help others.
只有这样才能够蒙神的悦纳。
Only in that way that can we be acceptable before the Lord.
所以在我们看亚伯这个事情里面，
when we see Abel,
第一个条件成为见证人。
The first criteria to be a
必须清楚重生得救。
You have to be sure of your salvation.
我们来看第二个人。
Second.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以诺因着信被劫去，不见于，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被劫去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony, this testimony that he pleased God.
我们知道以诺的见证。
We know the testimony of Enoch.
他与神同行三百年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
他的特点就是与神同行。
The special thing about him is he walked with God.
我们第二个条件成为神的见证人，乃是与神同行。
The second criteria for us to is to walk with God.
你知道什么叫与神同行？
What is to walk with God?
亚摩斯书里面 亚摩斯书里面告诉我们说，二人若不同心。岂能同行？
Amos told, in the book of Amos, it told us that if two are not of the same mind, how can they walk together?
如果我们不是因为同样的这个认识，我们根本不能够走在一起。
If we do not have the same understanding, then we cannot walk together.
你怎么可能跟神能够走在一起？如果你跟他不同心的话。
How can you walk with God if you do not have the same mind as him?
说圣经里面多次告诉我们说，我儿，把你的心归给我，你要喜悦我的道路。
The Bible said that.My son, give me your heart and you will love my ways.
如果我们的心不归给主，你不会喜悦主的路。
If you do not give the Lord your heart, you will not love his ways.
根本不用谈上你怎么跟他同行了。
Then we wouldn't have to say to walk with him.
我们今天在这里与主同行的人。
Today when walking with the Lord.
是一个能够顺服他的人。
One that can submit to him.
是一个爱慕他的人。
And love him.
这样的人。
This person
是一个奉献给主的。
One who consecrates to the Lord.
真正能够与主同行的是一个真正奉献的。
One who truly can walk with the Lord is one who has truly consecrated himself.
谈了很多这个事情了。
We have talked many about this.
弟兄们也常常的交通。
Brothers have shared a lot.
我们重生得救。
Being born again.
是把我们人带到神的面前。
To bring man to God.
使人跟神重新恢复一个正确的关系。
That man will have a right relationship with the Lord.
但是什么奉献呢？
What about consecration?
奉献呢，是我把我自己的主权给他了。
Consecration, I give my right to the Lord.
我彻底的把我主权给他。
That completely, I give my right to the Lord.
就是我们常说，这是基督徒第一个属灵的经历。
And brothers often say this is the first spiritual experience for Christians.
你说我们信主有很多经历了。
We believe in the Lord.
我经历主，我一些祷告主听了。
The Lord hear our prayers.
哦，主在我身上做了一些奇妙的事。
The Lord did some wonderful works.
但是我们是奇怪，我们弟兄们一直在跟我们交通。
But we think why the brothers.
你没有奉献，你根本第一个经历还没有。
That if you do not consecrate yourself, you do not even have the first experience.
当然，我们弟兄的交通是根据罗马书第十二章讲的。
Our brother spoke according to Romans chapter 12.
因为十二章经历过了，才有第十。后面所有的其他的经历。
Only if you experience chapter 12, then you experience the rest of those that is after that.
说如果我们没有 彻底的奉献，
if we have not completely consecrated ourselves，
我们属灵的道路一步都还没走，
then we have not walked a step in the spiritual, on the spiritual path。
换句话说，奉献自己乃是属灵的路的第一步。
In other words, consecrating yourself is the first step in, on the spiritual way.
在夏令会里面，我们弟兄跟我们说了。
During the retreat, our brother shared with us.
要做一个对的人。
To be a right person.
要走在对的路上。
To walk on the right path.
宁可在对的路上做错事，不要在错的路上做对的事。
You rather do the wrong thing. I'd rather do the wrong thing on the right path than doing the right thing on the wrong path.
我想我们知道这个意思。
We know this.
我们要走在一条对的路。
We have to walk on the right path.
我可能还会做错事。
Maybe I'll still do some
wrong thing. 但是我的路跟方向是对的。
But my path and my direction is right.
但是如果走在一个错的路上。
If I walk on the wrong path.
我可以做很多很对的事。
I can do many right things.
你的方向是错的。
But your direction is wrong.
你一直就是越来越离开。
Then you go far away.
所以你会想啊，我们如果没奉献给主，
so if we do not consecrate ourselves,
我可以有很多的侍奉服侍，
I can have a lot of service.
但是我最终有一天你会发现全部是徒然。
But ultimately, one day you realize that it's all in vain.
我们今天奉献给主，
today we consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们不是每件事都做对的。
Not that we do.Everything that we do is right.
但是我是走在对的路上。
But I'm walking on the right path.
主能够来管教我。
The Lord can
给我再回来，在错的事上能够走对的。
And the wrong things, the Lord will direct me back and do the right thing.
这就是十字架终于在这个人身上能够开始工作。
That is when finally the cross can work in this.
我们就有机会能够去经历说主啊，不照我的意思，只照你的意思。
Then we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, not my will but thine.
所以这是第二个条件。
So this is the second criteria.
就是我们能够与主同行。
That we can walk with the Lord.
真正的把自己奉献在主的手
中。That we truly consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们来看第三个人。
The third person.
第十一章第七节。
Chapter 11, verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟。使他全家得救，因此他就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受那从信而来的义。
By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
你看第七节一讲啊，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事。
That by faith Noah, God, he being warned of.One of God of things not seen yet.
你知道这里给我们看到挪亚当时所一个很大的事，就是说他有了一个启示。
That we know that one thing, Noah has revelation.
他这个启示就是说，哎，会下大雨。
That there will be rain pouring.
并且人都会淹没了。
That the people will be buried.
你想想看那个时代，你要想想，你一定要有点想象力的。
You have to have some imagination.
在那个时代的人都很长命。
In that generation, people lived a long life.
啊，一百岁，那都是好像他说，可能都是婴孩。
100 years, so maybe you're still a baby.
啊，这个，然后呢，活了这么多年，没下过雨。
There's no rain for many years.
那现在这个挪亚出来说会下雨。
But Noah here came out and said there will be rain.
你知道那是什么东西啊
？What is that?
啊？当今天人都幻想，我说地球满的都要住到 Mars 去了。
So people imagine now that we are full here on Earth, we will
live on Mars. 那幻想怎么在 Mars 那里怎么住了
？Then they'll be thinking how we can live.
说那时候人听挪亚讲的话，天荒夜谈。
So when they listen to Noah, they say this is impossible.
下雨。
Rain.
会下到呢大的不得了，连山都高过。
It rains so much that it will surpass the mountains.
全部人都死。
They'll all die.
你想你在旁边听的是什么？
When you're listening on the side,
这个人头脑有问题了。
This person is crazy.
哪一天错乱了讲了这些话？
It's crazy just talking.
但是你发现挪亚不是讲讲的。
But Noah didn't just say.
哦，他开始做木工了。
He starts to prepare the ark.
啊，成为 carpenter 了，他开始建东西了。
He become a carpenter and start to build.
哎，你哎，我们 我有时候这孩子到现在我们还是比他们去建点东西哈。
Our kids are, even now we let them build things.
这个一天一个礼拜好不好？
One day maybe a week.
给你建个东西建几个月，我看你都已经可能中途就放掉了。
If I let you build for a few months and maybe you give up.
你有没有想过挪亚造那条船造了多久？
Did you see how long Noah has built?
啊，造了多久？
How long?
100年。
100 years.
100年一直承受人给我的嘲笑。
Man was mocking him and yet he suffered that for a hundred
years. 我有时候在想，我这做着做我就问神，还要继续吗？
Maybe for me I'll say, Lord, do I still continue?
你真的要我把什么动物都带进来吗？
Truly, you want me to bring all the animals in here?
会不会他们先把我咬掉了？
Would they just eat me up?
我们都是怀疑族的人。
We have doubt.
我们脑袋都是整天一堆怀疑的。
Our mind is full of doubt.
所以你发现啊，挪亚，他因为有这个启示，他忠心的做。
But you see that Noah, because of this revelation, he was faithful.
他恒心的做。
He persevered.
我有时候在想，为什么一百年？
Sometimes I ask myself, why 100 years?
神给那个时代的人就看着挪亚做，问你，你要不要悔改？
But the Lord gave that generation that when Noah is building all these years,
挪亚一直在建那条船的时候，就是一个见证，告诉惩罚要到。
Noah was building that ark and telling that the punishment is coming.
圣经说，他的行为就定了那个时代的罪。
And the Bible said that his action has already.Judge the world, condemn the world.
我们今天有没有做什么东西给人知道，就是说主的惩罚要来了？
Do we have anything to show men that God's punishment is coming?
或者神人看到我们也，那主真的要再回来吗？
Well, men, when men see us, will they ask, "Is the Lord coming again?"
看我们所做的，也不觉得主要回来。
When they see what we do, they don't feel the Lord is coming.
但他们看着挪亚一天天做，当然过了50年，他们觉得就。白说，这个过了50年都没事。
Maybe after 50 years, they think, "Oh, you just speak nothing. Just it's not happening."
但是这不是主单言。
Not that the Lord tarry.
乃是主在等那个时代有没有人还肯跟他们一起进这个方舟的。
But the Lord was waiting in that generation. Anybody who still wanted to go in with Noah and his family.
但是我们发现，到了船做好了。
But after the ark was completed.
除了他一家八口，没有人进去。
Other than a family of eight, no one entered.
神就把那个时代灭掉。
So the Lord destroyed the entire generation.
如果你读那段在创世纪里面那些话呢
？So when you read Genesis,
神说罪大恶极了那个时代。
There was great sin.
达到我的面前。
Has reached before my reach before me.
你想想今天我们活的时代。
Look at the generation we are living now.
我这次回国
I went overseas
我的表哥送我一个
My cousin text me
他说你离开美国 美国
US?
你再回来是一个新的美国了
When you return it's a new America
是一个堕落的美国了
It's a fallen America
再不是你离开的那个美国了
It's not the one you left
这个给我们心都很沉重
We are heavy-hearted.
一个 suppose 啊，是因着信神而建的一个国度。
A country that's supposed to build because they have because of their faith in God.
已经慢慢的离开他们所敬拜的神。
They have gradually left the God whom they worship.
所以第三个哈，能够做见证人，我们必须要有启示。
So the third criteria to be witnesses, we have to have revelation.
我们有启示，我们才能够不跟着别人跑。
Only with revelation, then we can, we wouldn't follow other people.
别人可能也不跟你走。
Maybe others wouldn't follow you.
别人可能是不明白。
Maybe they don't understand.
但是啊，因为你有启示，你还可以继续往前。
But because you have revelation, you can keep walking forward.
但是我们要知道，我们是多容易妥协的人。
But we have to know how easily we would fall back. We would compromise.
这个保罗在地上呢，他就说，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul said that he has not go against the revelation.
为什么他要讲我没有违背呢
？Why does he say that?
I did not deviate.
from the heavenly revelation.
乃是告诉我们说我们可以违背的。
It is to say that we can deviate.
我们一离开了神当初给我们看到的意象。
Once we leave the revelation that the Lord has shown to us,
我们就开始做一个反见证。
Then we become a negative testimony.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹提过启示。
I mentioned to brothers and sisters revelation.
启示就好像一个幕帘打开了。
It's just like a veil opening up.
The curtain.
The curtain.
我们看不到里面是什么的，这个 platform 上面我们看不到里面是什么东西的。
We cannot see what's on that platform.
但是因若有人把这个 curtain 这个帘子打开，里面的东西开始看见了。
Because someone drawn the curtain, then we can see what's inside.
但是我们是真的看见了吗？
But do we truly see?
那不一定。
Not necessary.
灯都是暗的话，
If the light is all dimmed and dark,
你啥都看不到。
You cannot see anything.
所以需要开灯的。
It has to have light.
需要有光的。
It has to have light.
我们今天需要有主的光在这里，使我们真的看见。
We have to have the light of the Lord that we can truly see.
圣经说神就是光。
The Bible says God is light.
我们要看到神真的要做什么的话，
If we truly want to see what God has to
work, 除非我们常遇见这位发光的神。
We have to meet this Lord who has shined.
如果我们没有常遇见我们的主的话，
If we do not meet him often,
我们最多知道很多的知识。
We only know the knowledge.
我们会发很多的问题。
We have many questions.
我们走不上这个路。
But we're unable to walk on this path.
除非有光给我们看见。
Unless there's light for us to see.
所以我们读主的话。
So when we read the word of God.
我们说主的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is my lamp unto my feet.
你要知道这个，除非这个话真的对我起功用。
If only if this word has effect on me.
圣经说，如果读圣经只把它当字句的话，
If we only treat these as words,
字句是叫我死的。
These letters make me dead.
我多能够解释这个字句也没用，因为那是让我死的。
However much I can explain these letters is useless to me because it was
只有那个精义能够使我活的。
Only the
Spirit
can live.
所以我们今天哈，我们求主点活我们所读的话。
So we ask the Lord to enlighten us.
让我们读圣经也好，聚会也好。
That whether reading the Bible or meetings.
我这个人碰见主。
That we'll meet the Lord.
碰不碰见主，主是很乐意来碰我们的。
The Lord is so willing to come and meet
us. 我们碰不碰得到，是因为我们的问题。
Whether or not we meet him is our problem.
我要吗？
Do I want it?
我不要，神不勉强。
If I do not want, the Lord
doesn't force us. 历世历代从来没勉强过人。
The Lord has never forced us.
是我们要不要？
Do we want?
我们愿意来了。
If we are willing to come,
主给我们碰见。
The Lord will cause us to meet him.
但是有了光，我就一定看到了吗？
If I have light, do I see?
那我们有孩子都知道，常常参加他们一些表演。
We know we have kids. We know we attend their performances.
对啊。你看做父母，我们都是很忠心的父母。
We are very faithful parents.
啊，所有孩子表演就是那父母忙得不得了。
Children have performances, the parents are so busy.
我们有个医生。
A doctor.
啊，孩子表演。
The child is
大包小包都去，照相机一个架子，录影机一个架子。
A big for the camera and one for the video camera.
孩子是以后的总统。
Child is
先留下一个美好的童年。
You have to have a wonderful childhood.
那我们也干这种事情。
We do the same thing.
远的话看不见。
Far you cannot see.
所以要很好的录影机。
You have to have a very good video camera.
能够训练的这个看得清楚。
You can have very good zooming.
你知道，所以我们弟兄跟我们交通啊。
So our brother shared with us.
我们今天的认识主。
Our knowing the Lord.
我们有了光。
We have the light.
我们还要有视力。
We have to have vision.
我们要看得见。
We have to have the eyesight to see.
什么都摆在那里。拜了一笔就是我看不见。
Things are all laid out there, but we did not see.
那视力是什么呢？
What is the eyesight?
就是你我今天是如何来追求主的。
It's how we pursue the Lord today.
我今天是如何追求来认识主，就定规我的视力是什么样。
How I pursue to know the Lord today, that sets my eyesight.
这个视力也可以说我们在认识主上我们的悟性有没有开。
The sight also, eyesight also means that when we know, in a matter of knowing the Lord, do we have the...
我也不知道英文叫什么。 这个悟性哈、啊，对主的 understanding，
yeah, understand.
The understanding of the Lord。所以我们今天哈、啊，今天我们需要有光。
We need to have light。
我们也需要有一个能看的视力。
We have to have an eyesight that can see。
我们追求，所以这个在追求的路上是对的，非常要紧。
In this way of pursuit, it has to be right。
我们这样的追求，我们视力就一直的打开。
In such pursuit, our eyesight will be open。
我们就能够越过越清楚看见我们。
And more and more, we can see our Lord clearly。
说第三点。
So third,
我们需要有启示。
We have to have revelation。
包括这个光跟视力。
Including this light and eyesight。
才能够成为主的见证人。
Then can we become witnesses for the Lord？
第四个。
Fourth,
我们要看到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham，
我是读第八节哈。
Verse 8，
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into the place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went.
我们提到亚伯拉罕，通常都是提到他的信心。
When we mention Abraham, we mention his faith.
所以我们要讲到第四点，神的见证人需要有信心。
So the fourth criteria, witnesses have to have faith.
你看他要出去，他有神的呼召叫他出去，去哪里还不知道。
He has God's calling, but he don't know where he's going.
他只是在这个旷野里面，这个沙漠里面一直走。
He was in a desert in the wilderness. He just kept walking.
那他就住在一个帐篷里面。
He lived in a tent.
这帐篷不是我们去露营啊。
It's not that we're going camping.
一家大小产业全部都在这个帐篷里。
You go with all your whole entire family and our inheritance.
他不知道要去哪里的。
He doesn't know where he was going. 一直在
搬家的。
He kept moving.
那我们学生蛮知道什么叫搬家的。
Maybe the students would know what is meant by moving.
每年都在搬。
They move every year.
这个不要几个月就搬一次就好。
Maybe a few months.
这个都是就你懂的那种经历叫那种感觉叫什么寄居。
You know what it is to be a sojourner.
亚伯拉罕给我们看到就是寄居的。
Abraham showed us to be a sojourner.
今天我们住在地上。
Today we live on this earth.
我们是寄居的。
We are
不要想赚多少钱，我买一个大房子，我就是落地生根了。
Do not think about earning a lot of money and buy a house and you just settle there.
不管神给你什么的环境
，No matter what circumstances,
你永远记住，这只是一个过客。
Remember, you're just a pilgrim on earth.
Just for a little while.
It's only for a little while.
这些都要过去。
It's going to all pass away.
所以我们有这个看见，我们不被这些事把我们绑住。
If we see that, then we are not tied up by all these things.
但我们知道，他讲到信心，还有两件事情。
When he speak about faith, there are two.
在罗马书里面，他说他认识这位神是死无变为有，是使死人复活的神。
In Romans, he said that he knows this God. He's one that caused have nothing into something, and for the dead to become alive again.
关于他有没有孩子的事。
In a matter of whether he will have a child.
他不是一开始都有信心的。
He didn't have faith in the
beginning. 最少有两次他是没信心的。
Twice he didn't have faith.
他跟神说
He told the Lord,
就让我在我家里长大的这个以利以谢就当作我的孩子好了。
Well, maybe this person that grew up here in my family will become my son.
神说不行，一定是你生的。
But the Lord says, no, it has to be born from you.
哦，好，我生的。
Sure, Lord, just one.
没有讲我太太生的。
Didn't say that it was
他就找个使女生了一个以斯玛利。
So he took a maid servant and born Ishmael.
所以神说 ，No, 也还不是他。
The Lord say no.
必须你妻子撒拉生的。
It has to be from Sarah.
啊，生出以撒。
So Isaac was born.
说对亚伯拉罕，不是一开始他就有信心，我一定有个孩子。
So to Abraham, he didn't have that faith.
但慢慢你发现圣经给他一个结论了，一个 comment。
But the Bible gave him a comment.
他说他是相信死无变为有的神。
He's one who believed in the Lord that
will
come nothing.
从不可能的情况到了可能的。
And impossible and give him the possible.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该都要有这种经历。
We have to have such experience.
我工作不可能有工作。
It's impossible for me to have a job.
就奇妙给我有。
But amazingly, the Lord gave it to me.
我都没机会能够结婚了。
I have no opportunity to get married.
神竟然把人带来了。
But the Lord brought somebody.
还有很多这些的例子。
Many examples.
我们要经历我们的主是死无变为有。
We have the experience. We have this God who is.
人都把你都看你是没希望。
People say that you have no hope.
但是我在主里面我还是有希望。
But yet in the Lord I have hope.
这叫做使无变为有的信心。
That he has given us something from nothing.
神给亚伯拉罕还有第三个。
The Lord gave Abraham the third thing.
是使人复活。
That the dead will rise again.
那一次他就不商量了。
That he didn't discuss this matter.
我带我的儿子上去，神要我杀我杀。
He said, the Lord told me to bring my son there to kill him.
最后有杀吗？
But in the end, did he?
没有。
No.
但是在他心里面，这孩子已经是死了。
But in his heart, this son is dead.
你想我带着我儿子爬那个山，我的心情是什么？
What is my feeling to bring my son to climb this mountain?
这儿子没了。
This son is lost.
但是他里面知道。
But in his heart, he knew.
神要还我一个。
The Lord will return me.
神绝对不做这个无聊的事情。
The Lord will not do such.
赐我一个孩子，最后就这样没掉了。
He gave me a son, and it will be lost.
我就看神你要怎么做。
But I'll see, Lord, what are you going to do?
说最后他没杀。
He didn't kill.
神把这个孩子还他。
But the Lord returned it.
他认识的是一个使人复活的神。
He knew a God who has caused the dead to live again.
这是亚伯拉罕信心的路。
This is the way of faith.
神兴起这个环境，兴起这个风浪在他旁边。
The Lord raised up such circumstances in his life.
让他所走过的就是一个见证活出来。
What he has walked through is a testimony that is lived out.
我的神是活的。
My God is living.
我的神是真的。
My God is true.
这个环境主你知道。
The circumstances, Lord, you know.
你要带我们走过。
You will lead us through.
说希伯来书十一章第六节说，
so、in Hebrews chapter 11,
人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
But without faith, it is impossible.
你没有我说我今天要做什么好的对你，你贿赂不了神的。
You cannot bribe God by saying I'll do things good.
你非要在信心里面有学习有操练，神才得喜悦。
You have to have exercise in your faith, then the Lord will be pleased.
那他说你必须信神是。
That you have to believe that He is.
神说我的名字叫做 I am， 我就是。
God says that my name is I am。
我们必须相信说，我所有的难处答案都在主那里。
That all my difficulties, my answer is in the Lord。
他是我一切难处的答案。
He is the answer to all my difficulties。
他是我一切的供应。
And he is my all my provision。
他是我一切的医治。
He is all my healing。
他是我一切的需要的 provider。
He is the provider and supplier of all
needs. 这就是亚伯拉罕的见证。
This is the testimony of Abraham.
我所信的神。
The one, the God who I believe.
就是一切我所要的。
Is all that I want.
我们今天我们说我们会愁苦。
Today we say that we'll have sorrow.
因为我们在神以外还有所要的。
Because we have things that are outside of God that we want.
当我们在神以外要的东西越多。
The more that we want outside of God,
我们的愁苦就越多。
Our sorrows will be multiplied.
我们的思虑也很多。
We will have a lot of worries.
说第四个条件。
So the fourth criteria,
那是过信心的生活。
To live a life of faith.
第五个。
Fifth.
第十一章第二十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是这个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。二十四节，摩西因着信长大，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和他的神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更为宝贵。因为他想望所要得的赏赐，到了第二十六节。
Verses 23-26.
你在这里，我们看到摩西哈。
We see Moses here.
这第五个条件。
The first criteria.
他是肯出代价的。
He is one who is willing to pay the price.
你看他说什么
？What did he say?
他说我宁可跟神的百姓受苦害。
He choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
他在王宫里长大的。
He grew up in the palace.
最养尊处优的一个人。
All the pleasure.
他所有要享受的都享受了。
He can enjoy everything.
但是他说我宁可与神的百姓受苦。我不要这个王宫里面的最终之乐。二十六节他说我宁可为基督受凌辱。
You'd rather have the reproach of Christ.
比埃及所有的财物更好。
Greater than their treasures in Egypt.
我愿意受羞辱。
I'm willing to have suffer reproach.
我们有几个人能够承受羞辱？
How many are willing to suffer reproach?
我们的面子，我们的身份，我们很多东西，我们受不了这样的羞辱。
Our faith or status, we are unable to take all these reproach.
但是摩西他说我愿意受这个羞辱。
But Moses said, I'm willing to suffer reproach.
人怎么看我算什么？
What is it? What it is?
我本来就没有什么。
Men would see me this way, but I have nothing good in me.
是神把我抬举了。
But God had raised me up.
说他愿意走一条的窄路。
So he's willing to walk this narrow.
就算有多少的嘲笑。
No matter how much laughing.
攻击。
All these attacks.
羞辱。
Reproach.
我仍然我选择我的主。
I would still choose my Lord.
所以啊，我们今天在新约里面讲到跟从主。
In the New Testament, we said to follow the Lord.
主说，你若不舍己，背十字架，就不能来跟从我。
If you do not deny yourself and bear your own cross, you cannot follow me.
你不舍掉一切，撇下一切，也不能来跟从我。
If you do not lay down everything, you cannot follow me.
所以这个我们都交通。
We have shared these.
愿意我们在这里，我们是一批肯付代价的人。
That we are people who are willing to pay the price.
我们就会被神选上。
Then we'll be chosen by the Lord.
做他的见证。
To be His witnesses.
所以我想时间只容许我提这五个人。
I've only have time to mention these five.
我们知道希伯来书谈好多人。
Hebrews have spoke about many.
许多的见证。
Many, a cloud of witnesses.
他们都是把自己奉献给主的。
They have consecrated themselves to the Lord.
我们提了五件事情。
Five things we have mentioned.
我们要清楚地蒙恩得救。
We have to be sure of our salvation.
我们要是一个奉献给主的人，与主同行的人。
One who has consecrated himself and walked with the Lord.
那我们能够有启示。
Then we'll have revelation.
过信心的生活。
To live a life of faith.
付代价的来跟从他，侍奉他。
And we pay the price to follow him and to serve him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要做一批我们只是信了主只要上天堂的人。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be people who just believe the Lord and go to heaven.
我们不要做一批只要地上主祝福我，其他都不要的。
Not people who just want God's blessing on this earth and I want nothing.
我们要看到我们有个使命，在地上是做主的见证。
We have to know that we have a mission that we live to testify.
主救我们来是为他做见证。
The Lord has saved us to be a testimony for Him.
不一定是我们嘴巴去讲。
Not that it's just from our mouth.
乃是我们今天怎么来经历主，怎么主给我们看到我们能够持守的，已经在这里见证。
How we experience the Lord, how much we can hold fast is already a testimony unto Him.
愿主在今天这么乱的一个时代。
In such chaotic generation.
保守我们。
To guard us.
怜悯我们。
To keep us and have mercy on us.
能够还能够做他的见证。
That we can still be His witnesses.
说这两次我的负担
This is my, two times my burden.
就是跟弟兄姊妹讲到我们的见证与我们做主的见证
Our testimony and us being the witnesses
也是因着我们弟兄在夏令会里面也特别谈到我们要做主的见证
Our brother has shared with us in the retreat that we have to be witnesses to the, for the Lord
求主怜悯我
May the Lord have mercy on us
使我们走得上这个路
That we can walk on this path.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们都是不配的人。
Lord, we are unworthy men.
但是你却要在我们这样不配的人身上摆下你的托付。
But yet, on us unworthy men, you give us you entrusted us your.
主，我们常觉得我们扛不起来。
But oftentimes we said we cannot bear.
但是你说你的恩典要够我们用。
But you said your grace is sufficient for us.
但愿我们这一里每一个都能够听见你的呼召。
That here we can all hear your calling.
我们也回应你的呼召。
That we respond to your calling.
我们能够跟你说主啊，我在这里。
Lord, we can say that Lord, I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
我们能够愿意说主，我们愿意在你手中能够做你的见证人。
That we are willing, Lord, to be in your hands to be your to be your witnesses.
真的见证你是那位又真又活的神。
To truly testify that you are the true and living God.
所在我们地上所要经过的环境与日子。
And in all the circumstances and the days of our lives on this earth.
你都知道。
You know.
主啊，求你加我们的恩典。
Lord, give us grace.
带我们走过。
Lead us through.
使我们在这环境中。
that in this circumstances that we meet you, the victorious God, that your victorious life will be manifested in us.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayers.
听我们的呼求,
hear our pleas.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好, 我们聚会到这里。